I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Later, I have a few thoughts. That's my Can I Just Tell You commentary, and it's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, let's talk about the Emmys. Last night was the 63rd annual Primetime Emmy Awards, which is supposed to recognize excellence in primetime television. Here to talk about the highs, lows, and surprises last night, as well as what we can expect from the upcoming television season. With us once again, Eric Dagans. He's the TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. And also with us, Makisha Madden-Toby. She's the TV critic and writer for the Detroit News. Welcome back to you both. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Well, we have to talk about the host. This year, it was actress Jane Lynch, nominated for Outstanding Actress in a Comedy Series for her work on Glee. This is one of her more talked-about moments from last night. Here it is.
You know, a lot of people are very curious why I'm a lesbian. Ladies and gentlemen, the cast of Entourage.
Eric, I have to be honest. I wasn't curious. Was anybody?
It's a joke.
Okay. Well, how do you think she did?
I thought she was a really game sort of trying. She gave a really great effort with a lot of really mediocre material. I felt like the writers of that show should be banned from Hollywood for a year. They should be there should be a fatwa on the writers of the Emmys. They really ill-served her, and a lot of the jokes just fell flat. And she's an amazing comic performer, and the fact that the show was even that the non-awards parts were watchable
was due to her.
Was a testament to her ability. Yeah.
Makisha, you were there. What did it feel the same way there, that it was kind of meh?
Yeah,
except for her.
There were a lot of groans. Well, actually, there were groans for her, too. I mean, it was just awkward. There were so many awkward moments, and I felt for her. And there was the one joke she told that was really funny. And just to prove to you how much, like, people wanted her to be funny, when she told that joke, it was about actors doing television and then television actors doing voices and video games. People were, like, cheering for her. Like, thank you for finally being funny and delivering in a way that we knew that you could and you weren't.
And that was late in the show.
And that was late. By then, I'm sure most people had tuned up.
Yeah. Or watching football. Another thing that everybody seemed to be talking about was this group that did the musical interludes between performances. They were called the Emmy Tones. And at one point, the actor and the rapper LL Cool J lent a hand. I'll just play a little bit. Here it is.
Miniseries and movies sure make great TV. Wouldn't you agree?
Yo, minis and movie series, minis and mini series. Who's gonna win tonight? I know you got your theories. Well, listen up, we're gonna answer all your queries. One winner, the rest of them are looking teary. Movies, 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 movies and mini series. Movies, 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 movies and mini series. Lights, cameras, action.
Okay.
I got to say, I was headed to the kitchen to make my sandwich, and I stopped. I actually stopped for a minute. And then when he was done, I went and made my sandwich.
Makisha, what did you think?
I just felt bad for him. I don't know whose idea that was. It's just not him anymore. You know, he's not that guy. Why is he yelling? It's just,
I don't know. I don't know.
See, I
felt like such an old person.
I wanted him to do every transition. I wanted him to come out and beat up the Emmy Tones. That's what I wanted to have.
I don't know. It's kind of Vegas, and I don't know.
It was forced.
It was forced.
Everything at the Emmys is forced, though.
Well, in terms of actual awards, though, Modern Family cleaned up, scoring 5. Makisha, what did you think? Was it deserved?
For the most part. I mean, I think it bodes well for broadcast TV. That's a good sign, right? Because so long, cable kept winning everything. And it's good to see a broadcast show that people really like do really well. I just felt like, did they deserve all of them? I mean, Ty Burrell, of all of the cast members on that show, I would argue that he's not the strongest. I mean, not that I wasn't rooting against him or anything. I just wanted Ed O'Neill to win it, I guess. But, I mean, overall, I guess they deserved it. For best comedy, if nothing else, definitely.
Eric, what'd you think? Deserved?
Well, I think Modern Family, yeah, is a great show. But it's also a great show that Emmy really loves. And this was sort of Modern Family's coming out party. Modern Family's coming out party got dimmed a little bit last year by Glee and some other shows. But this time, they just ruled everything.
For people who aren't familiar with it, tell us a little bit about it and what you think the appeal is and why you think the Emmy judges liked it so much.
Sure. It's a situation comedy about three couples that are all related. So you have a father who's married to a younger woman. And then one of his kids is gay and has a family. And then another one of his kids is married to Ty Burrell's character, and he's kind of a doofus. And so they all kind of bounce off each other in this really odd, really wonderful, you know, modern family, you know.
And it's diverse in many
ways.
Diverse.
It's diverse. The older guy is married to a Colombian woman who's much younger. There's a gay couple, and the traditional couple is struggling, you know, with everything that we're struggling with.
And the gay couple has an Asian child.
Right, exactly. So it's racially diverse, it's culturally diverse, it's age diverse. And what it is too is Stephen Levitan is somebody who's done a lot of great work in Hollywood for a long time. A lot of people like him. He's a good guy, and he has a great creative history. He's done a lot of good work, and a lot of these actors have done a lot of good work. You talk about Ed O'Neill, you know, from Married with Children all the way through to some of his dramatic work. People have really liked him a lot. So you know, Hollywood loves this show. I mean, strong gay characters. Hollywood loves strong gay characters now. So there's just a lot of reasons why Hollywood loves this show. And like I said, it had its coming out party. And it's deserved. I mean, there were other great... I mean, I was surprised that Steve Carell in his last season in The Office didn't win an Emmy for his comic performance, which, frankly, I thought was better than the guy who won.
And Jim Parsons, who won, was even surprised.
Yeah, yeah. He said a lot of people told him he wasn't going to win, and I'm sure he thought that.
His mother told him that, he said, backstage.
His mother, yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well.
So, you know, I thought maybe this might be Steve Carell's time. And Louis C.K., you know, everybody thinks that show's very hip. Louis on FX, he also didn't win, so... It was a surprise in a way, but it wasn't like people who were awful got awards. It was just, you know, a little different.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about last night's primetime Emmy Awards with TV and media critic from the St. Petersburg Times, Eric Dagans, and TV and writer for the Detroit News, Makisha Madden-Toby. Makisha, you used the word awkward earlier. Perhaps you agree with me that the appearance of Charlie Sheen presenting the award for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series was awkward.
That was some outstanding acting right there.
Do we need to revisit why Charlie Sheen, just saying the two words, Charlie Sheen, makes you kind of feel things?
Wince. You get nervous.
Warlock.
Well, here it is. I want to play a little bit from his from him last night. Here it is.
Before I present... Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series, my old category. I want to take a moment to get something off my chest and say a few words to everybody here from Two and a Half Men. From the bottom of my heart, I wish you nothing but the best for this upcoming season.
Okay. Couldn't he have sent them a nice card? I don't know, Eric. I don't know. What is that?
Maybe that's why we watched. Bottom of his lawyer's briefcase. you know, Charlie Sheen has been on an apology tour of sorts. He was on the Today Show last week, and he was trying to explain, you know, why he lost his mind earlier this year. It's interesting to see him try to explain that without admitting that, you know, his addictions got out of control, which is what a lot of people think happened. But he is trying to redeem himself in Hollywood, and I guess this was part of it. I was kind of surprised that Emmy not only had him come on and do that, but they also had the two other guys from Two and a Half Men, Ashton Kutcher, who took his character's place in a way, and John Cryer, his old co-star. They also presented. They didn't really reference that Charlie was there, which I thought was kind of weird. And it seemed like Emmy was trying to cash in on this weird, sorted, you know, awful thing that's been, you know, Hollywood's focus for the last 6 months.
Sure. Well, speaking of that, there are a couple things we do want to make sure that we talk about in the time that we have left. Makisha, I wanted to ask you about this article that was published on AOL TV recently about the number of women writers that TV is losing. It said that according to the Writers Guild of America, over the last 12 years, there's been a sharp decline in the number of women writers, and that the wage gap for these women has nearly quadrupled, despite the fact that women make up a majority of the television audience. Why do we think that is?
I read that article, and I was really fascinated by that. And it talked a lot about the economy and how the old school thought is that men support families and that women don't, and that if it comes down to a man or a woman writer, that they go with the man. It still didn't explain the disparity in terms of wage, but... I just found that to be disheartening, and it's reflective, I think, though, in what we are seeing on television. I mean, a lot of these shows this fall feel really insecure and strange. There are all these shows about men who are like the new women and men are threatened. And like, who's writing this? And I don't think it's women. And if you look at the numbers, it's not.
Well, think about this. Speaking of which, Erica, we have a couple minutes left to talk about the Playboy Club. It debuts tonight. It's about the infamous Playboy Club in Chicago in 1963. And it's already gotten a lot of attention. Like Gloria Steinem, for example, whose breakout piece as a writer was when she went undercover or as a Playboy bunny. And her take on it was that it's just tacky, that this idea that this was something glamorous and exciting was just not true. It was tacky. But what I've been intrigued by is that they're doing a big push on Bunny Brenda, who plays the black bunny in the club. Do I have time to play this clip? Let me just play this short clip. And Eric, you got to tell me how to feel. Here it is.
Well, Brenda is a smart girl. She's very strong. She's level-headed. And I think she's a big dreamer.
I'm going to be the first chocolate centerfold.
I am.
You can't discriminate against these babies.
And these babies are what Oprah euphemistically calls the cousins, for those who
the
aren't
girls.
With the girls. Now, yes. But then they're trying to make this out to be some civil rights thing. You know, this is like some big blow for. So, Eric, talk to me.
Well,
follows on Mad
but,
Men.
But see, we always see this in Hollywood. Makisha knows what we're talking about. We've sat through the same stupid press conferences.
Oh, God.
They present a show about Playboy, and they try to pretend that A, it's not overly sexual, and B, it's not exploitive to women, which is nonsense. And so they twist themselves in knots to try and make those points on screen, and the show ends up being about nothing. And frankly, that's what's happened with the Playboy Club so far. We've just seen one episode. But the women, the Playboy bunnies in the show, don't even have last names. So don't tell me that this is about empowerment, okay? And don't tell me this is about the black bunny finding herself as a chocolate bunny, because that's her only option in the world. I have a feeling that women like Rosa Parks found another way to make an impact in the world other than wearing satin bikinis.
But as far as diversity, clubs. Eric, in the 30 seconds or so, is that pretty much it for racial diversity this season? Is that it?
We have to wait until mid-season in January to see the one lone fall network show that is starring a person of color, Scandal with Kerry Washington. It's actually, I thought it was pretty good. I don't know what you thought about it, Makisha, but
I wanted it to be better.
Okay, well, guess what? There's always football.
Yeah, a lot of diversity there.
That's right. That was exactly. Eric Dagans, TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times. Also with us, Makisha Madden-Toby, TV critic and writer for the Detroit News. Eric was with us from St. Petersburg, Florida, and Makisha joined us from our studios at NPR West. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Thank you. Michelle.